One of the subjects we deal with in society today is the subject of leadership. And although we recognize what leadership is in certain areas, such as in the office of the presidency, where we realize that the president is no better than any other citizen of the United States, but he has been given a position of leadership and authority over our nation, we see how this concept also affects some biblical teachings, such as the role of members of the family. Every member of the family is equally important, whether it be husband, wife, father, mother, or child. But we realize that the man has been given the position of leadership over the family, and we need to recognize today that men need to step up to the plate and be leaders of the family. One of the passages of Scripture that I respect dearly is in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15, where Joshua posed a question to the children of Israel, that they would make a decision as to who they would follow, whether they be the false gods that were surrounding them or whether they would follow the one true God of the Bible. And he said, "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell." But listen to this last statement. "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Did you hear what that father said? Did you hear what that husband said? Did you hear what that leader of his family said? He didn't leave it up to a possibility. He didn't leave it up to a strong suggestion or an opinion. He said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's leadership, and that is a man understanding his role. When we talk about men being leaders in the home, we have to recognize that in order for them to lead, other people have to understand that they are to be submissive or under the authority or the leadership of the man. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, "Children are instructed to obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth." We see that children are to submit to their parents because their parents are in positions of authority over them. But among the parents, between that mother and father, that wife and that husband, who has the position of authority? Ephesians 5, verses 22 through 24 distinguishes between the husband and the wife. "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." I want us to recognize that the woman is to submit herself to her husband. She is to submit to his authority. And finally, we read in Ephesians 5 and verse 33, "Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." It is important for men today to step up to the plate, as we mentioned earlier, and be leaders in family. It is important because it's not only the orderly and proper way that the family is to function, but it's the way God designed it to function. May God bless you.